It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A union representing Denver's teachers successfully fought back attempts Thursday night to freeze the pay raises it won after a historic three-day strike last year. Denver Public Schools went to the bargaining table with the union, hoping to find savings to help fill a $65 million budget shortfall because of the coronavirus pandemic. Here's union negotiator Rob Gould.
With the guidance of our new school board, we have faith that you will continue to find the cuts that you need in order to make sure that we don't take away things from teachers and we don't take away from families.
Both sides agreed to reduce the size of a cost of living increase for teachers. Part of that increase is contingent on voters approving a property tax hike and bond in November. Cases of COVID-19 have been declining in Colorado, but Governor Polis says Colorado is the only state in the western U.S. to see a steady recent decline. The governor urged people to continue wearing masks in public and keeping some distance from others. Officials released the latest numbers yesterday on COVID in Colorado. The state has confirmed close to 30,000 cases and just over 1,600 deaths related to the disease. You can see those numbers and the effects of the pandemic in the state at CPR.org. The state has ordered a coal operation in western Colorado to stop building roads and clearing trees in a protected area. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The Colorado Roadless Rule limits road building and tree clearing within undeveloped areas. The cessation order from the Colorado Division of Reclamation and Mine Safety was issued after Mountain Coal Company's construction of a new road in the Sunset Roadless area. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the U.S. Forest Service didn't follow the right procedures when it reinstated mining in the area in 2016. The state's order doesn't stop the company from continuing its current mining operations below the surface. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Westminster police shot and killed a man while serving an arrest warrant Thursday night. SWAT team members were trying to arrest a 38-year-old man wanted on assault and burglary charges. They say when they entered an apartment, the man came at officers with a gun and two officers shot him. He later died at a nearby hospital. Westminster police say they're working to equip officers with body cameras. Police in Westminster do not use body cameras now. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.